The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
It's just a little after 9:30 this Friday morning, and all this week we've great prizes to give away from PetFixClub.com. It's for pet lovers who want the best healthcare and well-being advice for their pets without the time and cost of unnecessary visits to the vet. And the club was created by a team of trusted animal experts, including well-known Irish vet Pete Wedderburn. And if you want to take part in our quiz, you've been calling us already this morning, in fact. So that's wonderful. The great prizes, one night bed and breakfast and dinner in the Muckers Park Hotel in Span Killarney, and which just happens to be a pet-friendly hotel, and a year's membership to PetFix Club, and €150 voucher to spend in the PetFix Club store. If you haven't heard of it and you want to have a look into it, head to PetFixClub.com. It's as simple as that. Monica, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
How nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's fantastic to talk to you.
Where are you?
I'm in Limerick City waiting on my husband who's gone for an appointment.
And how are you?
I'm really good because my wonderful son, who has special needs, went into care on the 21st of April, and I haven't seen him since the 4th of October, and I'm seeing him this Saturday for 2 hours, and I am so excited.
Monica, that is great news.
It is fantastic. I didn't see him initially for 14 weeks, then I saw him weekly, and I haven't seen him since the 4th of October, and it's the best Christmas present I could ever get.
Tell me about your son.
His name is Patrick, and he's the most beautiful human being. He's the youngest of my three boys, Roger, Sean, and Patrick. He's 6'6" tall, and he has severe autism. Mm-hmm. He'd be pre-verbal, and he's just got a most beautiful soul. But we were unable to keep him at home earlier this year, so he went into care, and he's being wonderfully cared for by a group in County Waterford, even though we live in County Limerick, and he goes to school in a wonderful school called Holy Family School in Charleville in County Cork, and they drive him up there Monday, Wednesday and Friday for school, so he has that familiarity in his life. He's just adorable.
Could you explain to me how you know he has such a beautiful soul?
Because when how do I know it? I just know it. It's in his eyes. He's the most amazing eyes. He's a very kind child. He can't help it when he hurts me because he doesn't mean to hurt me, and he always comes back. And when I walk with him now, he's so tall he can rest his head on my head, and we walk along, and I think people probably think we're lovers when they see us from the back because his arm is around my arm, and we're strolling along with his head upon my head. And then you turn around and you see this most beautiful young teenager, which is mom.
15 years old.
15 years old.
6'6".
6'6", and pre-verbal. He can say my name, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. He can say, I love you, which is really amazing. He said it the first time when I was in a shop in Cork, and I bought a pair of owl earrings, and I haven't taken them off since he said that to me.
How old was he when he said that?
10 years old.
That must have been extraordinary moment.
Burst my heart with joy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I have two other wonderful boys.
Yes.
Who are fantastic to him. Roger is almost 19 and Sean is almost 18. And I think having Patrick with autism in our lives has kept us so humble and so grateful and has made my children good children who have good hearts. And I think that's one of the most important things in life, to be kind, to have a good heart. But I am so excited to see him on Saturday. And we will go for coffee, hopefully, and he will take the crust of a bread and take the sauce off the cappuccino and have it on his toast, which will be perfect.
That's his treat.
That's his treat, yeah.
When you said the last time you saw Patrick, your son, was on the 4th of October?
On the 4th of October, yes.
And what are we on today, the 11th of December?
December, almost 9-10 weeks.
Can I ask you how difficult that is for you?
Well, initially when he went into care, I didn't see him for 14 weeks, and I think he nearly died and I nearly died. But then I discovered eventually that he was going to be happy there. I cried initially, I think, for the first 4 to 5 months. But now I can accept that I have to leave all my children go eventually. I have to give them wings, and his wings have to be with people of his own caliber and people who are like him and who love him just as he is. So now I can accept it, but I still would love to see him more often.
So what's the plan on Saturday?
Saturday. We meet in Care in County Tipperary because it's halfway between Waterford and home. And we just walk together and hold hands, and I bring his favourite bread and his favourite sweets, and he gazes into my eyes, really. That's how we communicate. And we look at the lovely ducks and swans over it near Care Castle, and we're just together. It's nothing dramatic, but it's the most fantastic experience.
What bread does he like?
Tumi's brown bread, and it has to be the crust.
You have to get that right, don't you?
Oh, I get it. And he takes the heel, the crust out of four loaves of bread. Mm-hmm. Then when we go for our cappuccino, he takes the froth off my cappuccino, mm-hmm, and his. He pours the coffee onto the bread, and he has, I think he's established a new trend, you know, bread with coffee dressing.
What sweets does he like?
He loves squishies.
Oh, yeah, I love those, squashes, too.
Yeah, he loves those.
Does he have a particular flavour within that?
The yellow and pink one.
Yes, yes, okay, good taste. Yes. He's got good taste.
And he loves popcorn.
Okay.
He loves a special key with red berries. He eats all the berries and throws the rest of it to the hens when he was at home.
He knows what he likes.
Oh, he's a very, very astute young man, and he is just so full of love.
And
I think everybody should meet him. He's so beautiful.
I'd love to meet him someday.
He's beautiful.
You've got 2 hours with him on Saturday.
Two magical hours with him on Saturday.
What time?
1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Can I ask you how you'll feel at 3 o'clock?
Once he's happy going away, I'm able to let him go, but I will be gutted, but I will also be, my soul will be full of his love. So I'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. And Christmas Day?
He's going to be allowed home for 6 to 8 hours. So I will drive to Waterford for him and bring him home. Or my husband will drive and we'll bring him home for 4 to 5 hours if it's possible. It depends on the protocol of the healthcare provider.
Yeah.
Provider.
And how are you, Monica?
I'm good. I just, when I talk about it, I get so emotional because I spent, you know, for 15 years I minded him, and my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's, and I helped to mind her as well. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Yeah.
And she died in January, and Patrick went into care in April.
Oh,
so,
God, okay. You're having a year, aren't you?
Yes, but you know, I am so blessed because such good people have come into my life.
Really?
Patrick, the most amazing human beings. And now I can pass forward, so I can help people now. So it's really good. I can give the energy and care I have for Patrick, some to myself and some to others. So I see him as a great blessing, but if you told me that when he was born, or when he was diagnosed at 2.5, I may not have thought that.
Yeah. I just, you know, some people, if they were dealt the hand you've been dealt, would be kind of angry or...
Well, I think initially I just felt for him, but I had a fantastic family.
Yeah.
I have 6 sisters and 4 brothers.
Oh, okay.
And one of 11. And I have most fantastic friends and community. And where I live near Kilmallock, the people of Kilmallock are fantastic to Patrick. Just fantastic. They always acknowledge him. They're really good people. And they, you know, people still ask me how is he, and that lifts my heart. Nobody has forgotten him.
I think you're one of the most important people I've spoken to in this year.
Oh, my God.
Because you can talk to experts and you can talk to superstars, but you can also talk to extraordinary people, and you're one of them. And I'm not trying
to
patronise or plumose.
Yes.
I just want to say that you're a humbling person to talk to, and we can learn from you.
Thank you.
I hope you take that in the spirit with which it's meant.
Well, thank you.
And I'm not going to ask you the questions for the quiz because I'm just going to...
I was a bit nervous about...
No, don't worry about that. I'm going to just fast track you to the win. You've won everything that you would win. You're going to go for... Hopefully you'll get a one night bed and breakfast in dinner in the Muckross Park Hotel. So I hope you'll go to that now. Don't...
Oh, we'd love to.
Go.
Yes.
And do go, please. And then you're going to get a year's membership to Petfix Club, which means that... I know you have a dog. Is it a dog?
I have 3 dogs. I have a guide dog, a sheepdog, and a new pup.
Perfect.
I have 2 ducks, 6 hens, and 5 cats.
Well, now, you sound like the 12 Days of Christmas there, Monica, which is great. You just need a few few dancers and rings. But you'll get a 150 euro voucher to spend at that Petfix Club store, which means that you'll get some goods for the animals. Can I wish you a happy Christmas?
Thank you so much, and to you and yours. And I would say to people, keep Christmas simple and humble, and be grateful for the basic things of having health of mind and body, because I think once we've that, we've everything.
I'll leave it at that, Monica. Okay. I appreciate your words. And listen,
thank
love
you.
To your family. I really mean it. Have a lovely
thank
Christmas.
So
and hopefully we'll meet someday with the brown bread and a few squashies and we'll have the chats.
Okay. Thank you.
Mind yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll come back to the quiz in a second.